This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set and cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from chemically enhanced Missouri. Skies are overcast, 27 degrees, chemicals in the air, flooding, roads are washed out, and we've got the best government money can buy. And whatever happened to the EPA? Can you imagine if the EPA was awake and looked up and noticed what was going on? Would they say, I think there's a chemical spill. And by the way, it looks like it's covering the entire country. As a matter of fact, most of North America. You think they would notice? I don't know. I guess they're not noticing. Or they're incompetent. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan is with us in Studio D, Dallas. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent. And by the way, you left out radiologically enhanced as well.
Well, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, I got a call yesterday after the broadcast, and one of our class is going to call in, and he's going to talk about something. He said, you know, our anecdotal evidence was right on, and we had most of the information correct, and he's going to tell us about an effect that radiation has that's been known for a while. He's going to tell us about that. I'm going to call in sometime during the second hour. So, John, my understanding is today is Fukushima 104 and 105, and right after some news updates, right?
Right. I just want to do a couple of updates. We spent the first hour yesterday talking about the weather that occurred here in Texas with the tornadoes. And I just found out a couple of things I wanted to enlighten people on. One is that tornado records were not considered accurate until 1950. So whereas we have temperature records going back, in some cases, you know, 1800s, depending on where you're living at, tornado records are, while there might be a record of a tornado, the strength of the tornado might not be reliable according to the scale that we have today. I also found out that EF4 tornado that went through Garland and caused at least 8 deaths. They discovered it took a path that, if you look at the lake there, it went, there's a little finger of the lake, it went over that, and when it reemerged on the other side of the lake in Rowlett, it was down to an EF3 strength. So that was not two tornadoes. It was one tornado that traveled on the ground for 13 miles. So that one was very persistent. I also heard there's a report that there's 18 missing persons. We can just hope that they are all found safely. And I just also mention, we've talked about the Hear the Watchman conference here in Dallas. Well, technically, they're north of the DFW airport in Tarrant County. So that facility was not anywhere near where all the damage was. So at least these round of storms did not affect that conference. And I guess while we're in the weather mode, not really a whole heck of a lot to talk about in the Tale of Two Droughts. We've got the California and Texas updates there. The report for Texas, basically very little change. Same thing with California. But what was notable about that, for the past few months, we've talked about how there's been just a little corner on the east side of California that was not in drought, was not abnormally dry. Well, this week it switched over to being abnormally dry. So now 100% of the state is in some kind of dry condition. So that's the weather side of things. Let me scroll down here. I wanted to just bring up under bigger picture, more tanks. There was a report of 43 more propane tanks being stolen, this time in Pennsylvania. And some of these tanks could hold up to as much as 100 pounds of propane. And they also said that these tanks would need a forklift to to take them away from where they were. So we're still wondering what's up with all the stolen propane and more than 150 cell phones bought that the purchases seem a little suspicious. And well, let me just ask, were there any other articles that you wanted to get to before we move on to Fukushima?
No, I'm ready for Fukushima. Fukushima to me is critical to discuss, and during the discussion, we're going to need to share some of our thoughts on how to protect ourselves from this this overwhelming threat. You know, yeah, there's something I'd like to share. It's something that I've noticed. It's caught my attention for weeks now. John, most of our class knows that I live on a farm with our family, and that we heat our farmhouse and our domestic hot water with wood that we drag out of the woods, slabs of wood that we buy, waste wood, if you will. We don't cut down trees to heat. Trees that have fallen, we will cut up. Trees that are just going to decay, we'll cut up and use them as firewood. I've noticed for the past several weeks, actually maybe even a little longer than that, is that the smoke that comes out of the chimney does not travel in the same path that it used to. Something's up. Now, we haven't changed the wood line. We haven't changed where the wood stove is. We haven't changed the height of the chimney. And what we've noticed is, well, you've been to the farm, and our wood stove runs 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Let me ask you, have you ever smelled our wood stove burning when you were here at the farm?
No, I have not.
Right. And there's this new phenomenon. Something is going on where the smoke comes up from the wood stove and gets pushed back down. And it hangs around. It didn't used to do that. And for years, people would come here and they go, wow, that's amazing. You're heating with wood. You've got that fire and that wood stove. It's, you know, near the house. It's about 80 feet away, 88 feet away. And you can't smell a thing. And we'd say, right. Now, the wood stove has not changed. The firebox has not changed. The chimney's not changed. The surroundings haven't changed. However, the smoke from the chimney goes up, and then it comes back down. That's something new. And I just wanted to share that. And my question to our broadcast classroom is, I'll bet you that we're not the only ones that are experiencing this. Just like we're not the only ones experiencing the foam coming out of the creeks and streams. It's a new phenomenon. So if you have experienced this same effect coming out of your chimney, I'd like to know. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a wood stove. Let's say you heat with a wood stove that's outdoors like ours, like a outdoor wood boiler or furnace. Let's say you heat with a cast iron type wood stove in your home or your cabin. Or you use a fireplace insert and you have a traditional brick and mortar and clay-lined chimney. Are you experiencing the same thing? Are you smelling more smoke than ever before? I mean, dramatically. Dramatically. I mean, not just a little bit. A dramatic difference. A choking difference, literally. Give us a call. And 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Okay, John, I'm ready.
Well, I went ahead and did the radiation this week. Again, we have to just rely that the people know how to report the meters and they're working properly. But the winner this week is Miami, Florida, with 1,485 counts per minute, which is nearly 300 times normal. And then Little Rock comes in second.
Wow, that's bad news, because I was planning on traveling toward Little Rock in the next few days. Uh-oh.
Now, there's no place that's really safe anymore. And
well, yeah, Little Rock, Colorado Springs, it's up there at 1387, Lincoln, Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, Portland, Maine, Spokane, Washington, Amarillo, Texas, Bismarck, North Dakota. North Dakota, you know, you used to think that North Dakota would be a safe place to go. You know, not a lot of people who wants to go there. It's freezing cold. Raleigh, North Carolina. Bakersfield, California. Navajo Lake, New Mexico. Billings, Montana. These are all well over 1,100 counts per minute. Pierre, South Dakota. Tucson, Arizona. Idaho Falls, Idaho, El Paso, Texas, L.A., Los Angeles, California, San Diego, California, Anaheim, California, all over 1,100 counts per minute. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and we're discussing radiation. Radiation counts per minute, and just so you know where you stand, let's continue. We are talking about San Diego, California. They count 1122 counts per minute, and going down, we've got Anaheim, California, at 1119. Kearney, Nebraska at 1093, Worcester, Mass, 1078, Kansas City, Kansas, 1060. That's near our neighborhood. Louisville, Kentucky, 1052, Wichita, Kansas, 1049, San Bernardino County, 1046, St. George, Utah, 1044, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 1041, Yuma, Arizona, 1039, Laredo, Texas, 1036, Memphis, Tennessee, Salt Lake City, Utah, all above 1029. And then if you get down to, you know, where things are really important, like Washington, D.C., 375. The high for Washington is 375, and the low for Washington is 79. So it seems like radiation knows that the important things are going on in Washington, and it needs to stay away from Washington, D.C. Can you imagine that? How does it know, John?
Well, we might want to speculate that they've got some technology, but We don't see too many high readings coming to us from the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got one in Massachusetts that's 1078. And a lot of this depends on exactly what the weather patterns are. But it does seem strange that they're always, they're always included on the list, but that they tend to be well below the 1,000 counts per minute that these other cities are receiving. And just point out at the bottom of the list there, this normal radiation is 5 to 20 counts per minute. So that's what the background radiation would be. Yeah. And obviously, even on the low end, DC is several times that. So they haven't escaped, but they, you know, for some reason, are not high on the list. Some of these links we actually talked about last week. I promised to post them. We don't have any more information coming out about the reactor at Leningrad. These are the two links that I have. It's a Chernobyl-style plant. And you can see pictures of steam coming out. In the first article, they've got a picture of a detector that is not very high on the count. Of course, we don't know if that's real or propaganda. And the second one has a map showing where they believe the radiation cloud went, which went over to Sweden. So it's kind of frustrating, much like Fukushima. We are not getting official information released from the state, and we're having to rely on other observations. I've also got
John. What an outrage! What an outrage that radiation can leak from a reactor and poison another country that has nothing to do with that reactor, nor the benefit of the electricity being generated. Isn't that amazing that we have done this to ourselves? And we've done the same thing in the United States. We have reactors. We have reactors in one state that sends radiation downwind to other states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal.
deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Captain John Reagan's with us. And we're discussing Fukushima. And I'd like to share a side story to just kind of indicate how incompetent we are. And so we think that we've got engineers at the helm and we've got the best technology that we can and we're safe. Here's just a little side story. So this ex-Amish truck driver drives a 30-ton tractor trailer across a bridge. 5 times the weight load of the bridge and collapses the bridge. Why? Because she didn't know how to convert tons to pounds. The sign entering the bridge says weight limit, 6 tons. There's a sign with a truck with a big red circle around it and a diagonal through it. No trucks. Sign says one lane bridge, weight limit, 6 tons. And it says no trucks. She drives this tractor trailer, 60,000 pound tractor trailer, over this or to attempting to cross this bridge. The bridge is too low. She crashes the top of the tractor trailer into the top of the bridge. And then she collapses the bridge. And the reason I'm telling you this, and I'll post the story on the website. The reason I'm in Paoli, Indiana, is where this happened on Christmas Day. The bridge was built in 1880. And the reason I'm telling you this is because we have people at the controls who have no business being there. No business at all. It's not like it was snowing and she slid across the bridge. She intentionally drove this tractor trailer on a bridge that was too low and couldn't support the weight, and did it anyway. So, John, I know a guy who's friends with a person who works at the controls of a nuclear power generation system. And I asked him, my friend wanted to get a job there. And I said, so what's it like? And this was maybe 15 years ago. He was telling me, oh, you just go there and you go to sleep. You get paid for going to sleep. You just sit there and you can sleep at the controls. I don't know what this woman was doing when she was driving. Was she texting? I don't know. Was she talking on her cell phone? I don't know. But obviously, she wasn't looking around her, and obviously she couldn't tell that the bridge was too low. She had no business being behind the wheel of that tractor and trailer. But she had a commercial driver's license. How does that happen? How do these people get certified and then do something this idiotic? John, that's one of the reasons why I'm concerned about this radiation. So not only are we not being told what's going on, we have people who have no business being there involved. Please continue.
Let me just throw in the link from Government Smarts down there. It goes to an article where Hillary says she would close half of America's schools because they're not better than average. Let that sink in for a minute. So if you close the half that are below average, then the remaining ones, half are going to be below average, so you're going to have to close them. So the remaining ones, half are going to be below average.
Homeschool. That's what's left. And private schools. And private academies. Well, I've got to hand it to her. I mean, I don't like doing this, but if she realizes that our schools are underperforming, kudos to her if she recognizes that. However, she was involved in creating this morass with her husband when they were at the helm of the country. And George Bush did a wonderful job with No Child Gets Ahead, or No Child Has a Chance. They called it No Child Left Behind. Let's continue into the Fukushima, please.
And that's the true No Child Has a Chance. It's Fukushima. If you're just tuning in for the first time today, it was a couple of weeks ago that I talked about a link where I found they'd recently released a government report that was from March 18th, 2011. This is 1 week after the event at Fukushima, the first event anyway. And at that time, they knew that 100% of the rods in spent fuel pool 4, 50% of pool 3, and 25% of pool 2 had already been released to the atmosphere. And pool 4 by itself released more cesium than all the above ground nuclear explosions combined. So that is what we now know and what we're dealing with, and why I'm in the middle of bringing you up to speed on radiation and going back and taking a look at what we were told at the time and the lies, and as well as other stories that we had suspicions, but now that we know this, it adds more reliability to the stories. So it's going to be an interesting journey. I still have dozens more to get through. Last week, talked about microwaves and ionizing radiation. So I included the two links. We talked about that last week, so I don't really want to spend time on that again. If you missed last week, you can find the archives on gcnlive.com. Also talked about Dana Durnford. We're hoping he's okay. He was not on Jeff Rentz's show last night, and Jeff was unable to reach him. But his website has a number of pictures, and he's got tons of resources where he went all along the west coast of America and documented what things look like after Fukushima. He's also got some pictures of before for comparison. And his website's thenuclearproctologist.org. The link is there. And you can definitely lose a lot of time looking at all of those pictures and what he's produced. And especially now, knowing what we know now, it's going to be pretty hard for people to deny that radiation is at least a factor, if not the cause, of what you're seeing there. I've got a couple of new news pieces. One, the link is called California Plutonium. And this is where a government report, plutonium detected in recent California air samples fallout from Fukushima nuclear accident may be to blame. The samples were apparently taken in 2014, so it would not be the recent Russian situation, and I believe that would not have involved the storage facility there in the Southwest. So I would say again, Fukushima is probably the likelihood there, and there was this discussion last night about tritium, and I'm going to add several more articles on that for next time. Tritium is basically a hydrogen atom that has two neutrons in the nucleus. And when that breaks down, you end up getting beta radiation. And one of the reasons I posted this link this time is it kind of dovetails with the measuring radiation. They have a nice chart there talking about Becquerel's, Curie's, and getting down further in the list, Sieverts, REMS, and it's still a mess trying to sort out all the measurements. Some of these are just the measures of radioactivity, and others consider what the effective dosage would be. And I'm going to continue working on this part as well to see if I can put together something that might be a little bit easier to understand, but at least I've put up the several sources that that explain it from different angles. What really disturbs me about tritium, it's probably going to be the most common radionuclide released from Fukushima. You know, hydrogen being a part of water, you end up commonly getting this in water. And in fact, low amounts of tritium are just plain naturally produced by the way things work in physics and nature. But when you have these excessive amounts, you get it two ways, or I guess actually technically three ways. One is the exposure to the radiation. Beta radiation, again, is not very critical so long as you don't ingest or inhale it. Well, this is going into the water supply. So when you drink that, it's going into your body. And I guess the good news about what you drink, it's only there for about 10 days. But when you eat something that has it, it can be in your body for 10 years.
Captain John Reagan's with us. We're talking about Fukushima. And, class, this hour is Fukushima 104. Previous broadcasts are 101, 102, 103. This is 104. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressRevivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressRevivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, and John, we're talking about tritium. And I went to the internet during the break, and I was looking up products that were made with tritium. And so there's some jewelry items that kind of glow in the dark. And there are some lights that kind of glow in the dark. There are watch faces and dials, compass faces and dials that glow in the dark, trinkets and toys and things that you would give to your children because they're neat to look at and they glow in the dark. And so I was looking at that and I was quite alarmed. I remember the radium dials on watches, and a lot of our United States watchmakers had watch faces that had these little dots of radioactive materials that would glow in the dark, so you could kind of see the minute and hour hand in the dark, and you could see these dots that would illuminate the hour, so you could kind of read your watch in the dark. And so I then went and I posted this part on the internet on USAPrepares.com. It's a tritium information. And it says, tritium is a radioactive form of hydrogen, as you said. It's used in research, fusion reactors, and neutron generators. The radioactive properties of tritium are very useful. By mixing tritium with a chemical that emits light in the presence of radiation, a phosphor, a continuous light source is made. This can be applied to a situation where dim light is needed, but where batteries or electricity is not possible or practical. Rifle sights and exit signs are two examples of where this phenomenon is commonly used. The phosphor sights help increase nighttime firing accuracy, and the exit signs can be a lifesaver if there's a loss of power. The radioactive decay product of tritium is a low-energy beta that cannot penetrate the outer layer of human skin. Therefore, the main hazard associated with tritium is internal exposure from inhalation or ingestion, as you said. In addition, due to the relatively long half-life and short biological half-life, an intake of tritium must be in large amounts to pose a significant health risk. Although keeping with the philosophy, internal exposure should be kept as low as practical. Now, as I think about this, John, I think about these items ending up in a landfill. Okay, we just throw them away, put them in the trash. We don't know that they're radioactive. we don't think about it, and then they go in the landfill, and then what happens? The bulldozers and the track loaders go over them with these heavy steel tracks and smash them, and then these particles are released. Just, you know, one more thing to be concerned about.
Again, what I talked about is the ingestion is where mm-hmm. the problem is.
Right.
And just to reiterate, drinking tritium water is not going to be quite as bad for you. Yes, you're going to be getting radiation, but it's like a 10-day span. Mm-hmm. The problem is when you eat the animals that have ingested this, and it hasn't been eliminated from their system. You know, they're run through processing. You get the animal meat. You eat the meat. Now you got the issue that radiation is going to be in your body for 10 years, where it can do much more damage.
And there are plenty of animals at landfills. Really, you see birds flying over them, and you see other small animals flying over them. I'm sorry, not flying over them, traveling over them. And, John, we don't even know what's in our landfills. Well, actually, we do. In one landfill just outside of St. Louis, we know that it's radioactive and there's a fire right next to it, about 1,000 feet away. Captain John Reagan and I will be back right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements with Fukushima 105. Second hour today of Fukushima. John, do you have any highlights?
We'll start off with measuring radiation and getting into the history.
There you go. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.